Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center to get the latest update on Hurricane Laura. Time right now on the official clock here in the operations area is 3 o'clock Eastern, 2 o'clock Central. Let's look at the latest information. Starting with the satellite, we got the hurricane hunters out there now going through the storm and around the storm, dropping instrumentation into the storm, getting the latest information, and we continue to see further expansion of some of those winds. We expect the storm to continue across the Gulf of Mexico, even getting stronger with time. So let's look at the latest forecast. We can see the tropical storm force winds extending well outside that center, about 150 to even 180 miles away from that center. So it's not just about that cone, not just about that center point. It's a large area of impacts. Strengthening with time, becoming a major hurricane is what we're forecasting. Winds could be 115 miles an hour, category 3 with time, but many impacts associated with this storm. So let's look at the timing here. This is 7 a.m. Wednesday, 7 p.m. Wednesday, and even at 7 a.m. Thursday morning, still a hurricane inland. But it's really important not to concentrate just on these points, because you start thinking about the tropical storm force winds well outside the cone, and it arrives ahead of the center. The storm surge, the rain arrives ahead of time. So that's something to think about as we go forward over the next few days. So let's look at some of the timing here of those winds. And that's really important because you have today to get ready. Today's the day to really prepare, have that plan, listen to those local officials, getting to a safe area, because the winds will start to increase even tomorrow morning, Wednesday, 8 a.m. Portions of southeast Louisiana getting some of those winds, then spreading throughout the day into southwest Louisiana, central Louisiana, and also the upper Texas coast and east Texas. So with time, you'll start seeing some of those impacts. Looking at some of those impacts now, one of them is the rainfall, not just along the coast, but well inland. Remember, it's a fast-moving storm. So as a result, you'll see some of the force of the wind stretching further inland. And if you add that rain on top of it, trees down, power outages. So something to prepare for, not just in east Texas, but all throughout Louisiana and into Arkansas with time. So not over once we make landfall. You're still going to get some of those the winds and the power outages, and got to be prepared for that. So lots of rain, possible flash flooding, something you got to really prepare for. In fact, we have a graphic here that really kind of highlights some of these areas that could see some of that flash flooding. Slight risk to a moderate risk in that entire area right here. That's covering a large area where you really need to be careful, not be on the roads, because it could be real dangerous. The most deadly part of these tropical systems is a storm surge. There's a life-threatening situation when it comes to the storm surge. Some of these values that we're looking at over here into Texas and the Bolivar Peninsula, 6 to 9 feet, even into Galveston Bay, 3 to 5 foot, that's life-threatening. That's above the ground inundation. But Sea Rim State Park, from Texas even over to Intercoastal City, Louisiana, 9 to 13 foot of storm surge. That's extremely life-threatening. And also, if you travel even further east away from the center, even Intercoastal City over to Morgan City, some areas seeing 7 to 11 feet. Very dangerous, and it actually can stretch well inland too. So if you hear from local officials that you need to leave, you have to leave. You have to do it. It stretches well inland, not just on the coast, but inland. Got to be ready for the storm. So this has been the latest information on Hurricane Laura from right here at the National Hurricane Center.